Today's daf is Shvuas Daf Ches, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis. So as we've seen, Masechta Shvuas begins with the word Shvuas, Shvuas Shtayin Shein Arba, and immediately digresses to the sugya of Yediyas HaTumah, the sugya of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh Avad. The Mishnah has a whole daf, a very, very long Mishnah, that discusses how a person got kapara if he was nichshal in Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And the Mishnah said that if somebody was nichshal in Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav B'Shoigeg, but he had Yediya B'Tchila Yediya V'Saif, meaning he knew that he was Tamei, or the way Abaye explained it on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, it means he had Yediya Space Rabbi when he was a kid in Cheder. He was taught that there's a concept of Tumah, and that when somebody's Tumah, he has to be careful, he has to be Nizer, not to eat Kachim, not to enter the Beis HaMikdash. He forgot there was this lapse that he had, during which time he was Nichshol in Mikdash V'Kadoshav. He then had Yediyah again. So for him, you have the Parsha and the end of Parsha's Vayikra. He had to bring a Karban Oil of a Yerid. What if he had Yediyah B'Tchila and no Yediyah B'Saif? The Mishnah said, for him, the Sar HaNasa Lefnim, we know there were 2 Seirim that were brought on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol. One was Lashem, the other one was Lazazel. The one that was Lazazel was Mechaper and all the Averis except for one. Which one was that? Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav? It was the Sar Lashem that was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. What if the person had no Yediyah B'Tchila and he only had Yediyah B'Saif? For that, the Sar HaNasa Bachutz was Mechaper. What if there was no Yediyah B'Tchila and no Yediyah B'Saif? So that's already a Machlokes in the Mishnah. Whether it was the Sar HaNasa Bachutz, whether it was the Sirei Regalim, whether it was the Sirei Rish Chodesh. Either way, those are things that the Gemara is going to discuss in greater detail. What's interesting is, and the topic of today's daf, is someone that had Yediyah B'Tchila, no Yediyah B'Saif, the Sar Lashem was Mechaper for the Tumas Mikdash B'Kadoshav that happened B'Shagig. The problem is, there's no Mefurish Pasuk in the Torah that says that. And really, today's daf, very similar to yesterday's daf, is going to be trying to figure out how is it, how do we know that the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim, the Sar Echot Lashem that the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur's purpose was to be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and not just Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, where it meets this very technical criteria, which is there was Yediyah B'Tchila, but no Yediyah V'Saif. And the Pasuk Gumtaf is going to center around the Pasuk in Parashas Achrimais. The Pasuk says, V'chiper ala kodesh mitumais b'nei Yisrael u'mipesheyem l'chol chatoysam v'chein yasa lo'oyo moyed ha'shoychein itam b'toych tumasam. The Gemara in the end of Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Bordo Machlekes Tanon, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, how is it that we know from this Pasuk that the Pasuk is discussing Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, so that we would have a makar that the Sar Lashem, which is what this Pasuk is describing, was Mechaper Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The Gemara said that really at first glance, although it says the word Mitumais, V'Chiper Ala Kodesh Mitumais B'nei Yisrael, there are many Averis you find that are associated with Tumah. In fact, the Gimel Averis Chamurais, Avodazar Gila Rai Shvichas Damim, you find the concept of Tumah associated with them. So at first glance, this Pasuk might be saying that the Sar HaNasa Defnim makes a lot of sense on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol's being Mechaper for the Gimel Averis Chamurais. So at first glance, although it says the word Tumah, and we know there's a concept of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, there's no reason to assume that that's necessarily what it is we're talking about. Stating that, the Gemara is going to say that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both had respective Makairis, how it is we know that it's referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The Gebraiser brought it, Bekitzar and Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and the Daf is going to deal with the more detailed version of this Machlik. Zok the Gemara, Amar, Yesh Lebinyin, Zel, Havi, Gimel, Tumas. The Pasuk says that the Sarah Nasa Defnim was Mechaper for a Tumah. But the truth is, Tumah can mean 3 very well-known Tumas. Tumas Avodah Zarah, V'Tumas Gilei Arayis, V'Tumas Shvichas Damim. And it's for that reason we need more. We need Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, as the Gemara is going to discuss, to teach me how it is we know that it doesn't mean those Tumas, but rather it means Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Says the Gemara, Hay Avodah Zarah Hechidami. What was the Havamina that this Pasuk that says that the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim was Mechaper for Tumah would be referring to the Tumah of Avodah Zarah? Ibn Mezid, are we talking about it being Mechaper for somebody that was Avodah Zarah B'mezid Bar Katolahu? He doesn't get kapara from the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim. He gets kapara when he's killed. He was Chayim Mises Bezdin. He got skila And the skiddo was mechaper. If it's talking about with somebody was a bit of a desire b'shoigig, bar kapara, who the Torah prescribes his kapara as well. He has to bring a korban chatos, and that's the way he gets kapara. So what was the havamin of Frek the Gemara that the sar hanasa b'fnim is coming to be mechaper for the tum of Avodah Zarah, man of shach. If this Oved Avodah Zarah was Oved Amezid, he's getting skila. And if he was Oved Avodah Zarah b'shagig, he's bringing a karmel chata. Says the Gemara, there's two possibilities. Either b'mezid or asrbe. Either it's talking about someone that was Oved Avodah Zarah b'mezid, but he didn't have Astra, being that he wasn't warned, he can't be killed. You can't kill somebody, just like you can't give somebody Malkus without their first being Astra. If there was no Astra, there's no Skila. If there's no Skila, how's he going to get Kapara? That was the Havamina, then maybe he's going to get Kapara through the Sara Nasa Bifnim, or Beshaygig, Veloy Isyadale. Or we're talking about someone that was Ovid Avodah Zarah B'shagig, but he doesn't know he was Ovid Avodah Zarah B'shagig. If he doesn't know he was Ovid Avodah Zarah B'shagig, he's not bringing a chatas. You only bring a chatas if you know you have to bring a chatas. This person wasn't made aware of it. As a result, he's not going to bring a karma chatas. To the extent he's not going to bring a karma chatas, it would have been a havamina that maybe the way he gets kapara is from the sar hanase biftim. Gili arayis nami hechidomi. The Brisa had said that there would be mokim to think that maybe when the pasuk says "v'chiper ala kodesh mitumais," it means the tum of avodah zarah, the tum of gilui arayis. So the Gemara asks the same question. Even mezid, are we talking about somebody that was nichshol in gilui arayis b'mezid bar katalu, who is chayv misa? So he's going to get his kapara through the misa, whether it's chenek, whether it's reifa, whether it's skila. Different types of misas bezdin for different types of gilui arayis. But atzad hashava shabehemnes, he's chayv misas bezdin. So if he's chayv misas bezdin, he's anyways going to get kapara. If it's talking about where he did a b'shagig, bar karbono, he has to bring a karbon. If someone's over gilui arayis b'shagig, he brings a garment. So again, what's the havamina that the sara nasa b'fnim is mechaper for gilui arayis manav shach? If he did a b'mezid, he gets kapara through the mises bezin. If he did a b'shagig, he's going to get kapara through the karbon chatas. Says the Gemara, the same possibilities. Either b'mezid or asra. It's talking about where he did a b'mezid, but he wasn't given asra. He's not going to get mises bezin. Thus, he can't get kapara through mises bezin or b'shagig v'lo yisidalei. Or it's talking about where he did a b'shagig. However, v'lo yisidalei, he's not aware of it. If he's not aware of it, he's not going to bring the carbon. If he's not going to bring the carbon, so the would have been a havamina. That's what the sara nasa b'fnim is going to be mechaper. Finally, shvichas damim nami echidami. The Braisa said it would be a havamina to think that maybe that pasuk is talking about the tum of shvichas damim again. Ibe mezid bar katalu and ibe shoygeg. So if somebody kills somebody b'shoygeg, he doesn't bring a carbon chatas, but he has a prescribed punishment bar galus. We just learned perik Elohim agaylam and masechtes makas, so we're familiar with the laws of galus, and we know it's ech b'shoygeg. He has to go to Gala. Some man of Shach. Why is he getting kapara through the Sara Nasa Bifnim? Either he's getting it through his Misas Bezin or the kapara of Golas. Achta Gemara, again, the Mezid Velayasri. But either he's talking about where he killed the Mezid, but there was no Asra, he can't be killed. He also doesn't go to Golas since it was the Mezid, so that there'd be a Havamina, he'd get his kapara through the Sara Nasa Bifnim. Or Bishoigeg Velayasiadale, or he did a Bishoigeg, but he doesn't know. Therefore, he's not running to Golas. And finally, there's another Eitza, says the Gemara. For this, there's a third possibility. Bahanach talabne golus ninu. Rashi quotes the Gemaras that we learned in Masechtas Makis. If somebody kills somebody b'derech aliyah, it's b'shoygeish. He's not chayiv misas bezdin, but he also doesn't go to golus. Oi, Rashi gives another example. If somebody threw an evan, it hit somebody, but at the time that he released the evan, the person's head hadn't been poked out yet. Hashtag instant replay. So he hadn't stuck his head out yet. As a result, there would have been a havamina that maybe, being that he's not going to be killed, and he's also not going to Golas, so maybe he should get kapara through the Sar HaNasa B'fnim, kamash malon, that's not what the Sar HaNasa B'fnim was mechaper. It's mechaper for tumma, as the pasuk says, v'chiper ala kodesh mitumma yisbnei Yisrael, but it's not the tumma of avodah zarah gilui arayis shvichas damim. Rather, it's Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshev. Okay, so how do we know it's Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshev? So that's the second part of the Braisa. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, Amar, Yochel HaShalosh Tumas Havalu Yesor Mechaper Talmud Loimar Mi Tumas V'Loi Kol Tumas. We know it's only Mechaper for some forms of Tuma, not all Tuma. Okay, which one? So Rabbi Yehuda said, Ma Motzinu Shecholak HaKasu Bichlal Kol HaTumas B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshev. Being that you see that Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshev is unique amongst other forms of Tuma, so that now that I know that the Torah says the Sara Nasa B'fnim is going to be mechaper for mitumais, not all tumais, some,
we should attribute it to the form of tumah that we know from somewhere else is unique. So afkam betumas mikdash v'kodesh of divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, my cholik, where do you find that tumas mikdash v'kodesh of is unique? Says the Gemara, very simple. The ma'isi by lo yairi. Because for tumas mikdash v'kodesh of, there's a very special parish in the Torah. If somebody does a b'shaigig, there was yidiyah b'tchila, there was yidiyah b'saif, halam in between, he brings an oil of yairi. That's certainly unique. Most averus in the Torah don't bring an oil of yairi for. So you have a form of tumah that has in it a very unique halacha, oil of a yoreh. It makes sense. If there's another unique halacha, what's this unique halacha? The sara nasa b'fnim is mechaper. So it makes sense that it's being mechaper for that type of tumah. Tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Not where there was yediyah b'tchilu b'saif, for that you have the oil of a yoreh. For where there was yediyah b'tchilu and there was no yediyah b'saif. But the Gemara says, hey, avodah zarah, I'll find another form of tumah that's unique. Avodah zarah. Avodah zarah we know is tumah. What's unique about avodah zarah? Simen avodah zarah yeledes mitzayra nazar demaisi seira v'lo kizba. If someone is over avodah zarah b'shoigig, he has to bring a carbon chatas. Now, ordinarily, if somebody's chayiv chatas, he had two choices. Either he could bring a female sheep, or he could bring a female goat. Had to be a female. By the way, a good way to remember it, an oila was always a zachar, a chatas was always an akeva. The Kli Yoker says in Parashas Vayikra, because oila was mechaper for her hure avera. Chatas was mechaper when a person actually did an avera. If somebody had a hero to do an avera and he didn't do it, it means he had gvura. He was kovish as Yitzray. He wanted to do an avera, but he was able to overcome his yetzahara. Ezeu gibar kovish as Yitzray. He's a gibar. He is a zachar. That's why his carbon was a zachar. Chatas was brought by someone who did an avera. If he did an avera, it was toshash koichai kinekeva. That means he was weak. It's for that reason his carbon is always a female. But usually you have the option. Either you could bring the seira, or you could bring the kisba. But a oivet avodah zarah b'shoigig has to bring the seira. Doesn't have the option to bring a kisba. So you see it's chalak. You see it's unique. So avodah zarah is tumah. We know avodah zarah is always associated with tumah. And at the same time, it's a special type of tumah, because when someone's Eved Avodah Zarah b'shoigig, although ordinarily you have an option, you could bring a sheep, you could bring a goat. Over here you have to bring the goat. So maybe that's the unique form of tumah to say that just like you find it's unique with regards to this halacha, so too when the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol was mechaber with the Sora Nasa b'fnim, for me tumah is maybe means that tumah. It's true that Avodah Zarah has in it a uniqueness, but that uniqueness is a chumrah. Because if you have an option to bring either a sheep or a goat, then there's more supply to choose from. As a result, let's say the price of a goat is expensive right now, for whatever reason, because of supply and demand issues, economics 101. Okay, so you can go instead and buy a sheep. You have two options. When you're boxed in, when you're forced to buy the goat, as opposed to the sheep, there's a possibility, says Rashi, that you're going to spend more money. As a result, it's actually a chumrah. So, it's true that you find a uniqueness with regards to the tumah of avodah zarah, but that's a uniqueness. That's chalak hakosuv lahachmer. What's this parsha of the sara nasa b'fnim? That's a gevaldige kula that a person gets kapara by the avodah of the Kohen Gadol. Usually, you have to do something to get kapara. Here, the Kohen Gadol is being mechaper for you. So, we need to find a parsha of tumah that has a uniqueness. Shechalak hakosuv lahakel. Where do you see that? You see that by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, because Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav has a parish of Eilu V'Yoreh. And that's a kula. What's the kula? Somebody that can't afford to bring the kisba or the seira, can't afford to bring a regular chata. So you can bring Shnei Torah or Shnei Bnei Yoina, or even Silas. Either way, says the Gemara, can't mean Avodah Zarah, but Emi Yoledes, maybe it means a Yoledes, the Cholak Demais Eilu V'Yoreh. After a woman gave birth, back in the day, so she was Tomei, and then there was Yemei Tahaira. At the end of everything, she had to bring a carbon. And the carbon that she brought was a carbon chatas. So she's bringing a carbon chatas. She's bringing it to make her tahar, because she's tamei, or yeledes is tamei. So she's bringing the carbon chatas for it to be tahar. And the Torah says she can bring an oil of a yared, meaning if she could afford to bring the regular carbon, bring the regular carbon. But if not, the Torah says, shnei tayrim, oy shnei b'nei yayna. So you have an example of toma, yeledes is tome, that has the kula of oil of a yared. So maybe when the pasuk says, v'chiper ala kodesh mitumais b'nei Yisrael, maybe it means to be mechaper for the yeledes. Now, at first glance, you're going to tell me she did an avera. So the Gemara is going to speak to that in a second. But pashtus, what the Gemara means to say is that maybe the chiddush is that let's say there was a yeledes that has to bring a carbon.
carbon. She didn't bring her carbon yet. If Yom Kippur passes, so the Kohen Gadol went bifnim, he brought this sa'ir, she no longer has to bring the carbon because the Kohen Gadol's avoida was mechaper, so to speak, and made her tar, so she doesn't need the carbon anymore to make her tar. But the Gemara says, Amr Avayshi, that can't mean, because l'chol chatoisam, v'loy l'chol tumasam. The Pasuk's clearly talking about an Avera. The Pasuk says, v'chipra ala kodesh, mitumais b'nei Yisrael, umipesheyem l'chol chatoisam. Oyeledis is not a chote. Oyeledis is just tame. She needs tahira. She doesn't need kapara. And the Pasuk's mashmat that the Sar and Hasab Ifnim is a mechaper. It's not just a metahir. But says the Gemara, l'chirba yichoydom yoledis nami chaytasi. That holds. That a Yeledes needs to bring a carbon chatas because she's actually a chayte. What was her chet? Says Rashi, because she swears that she's never going to be with her husband. She doesn't want to have to go through this again. So the shvua is a shtickle of shvua, shav, shvua, sheker. That's why she needs kaparis. And maybe the pasuk means Yeledes. Yeledes is unique that she's shaykh to oil of a yoyre, just like Thomas Mikdash Vigadashav. I will chol chatoisam. Yeah, she's a chayte. So the Gemara says, you're right. According to Rav Shimon, you have no raya to say that mi tumas means tumas mikdash v'kadosh more than it means tumas yeledes. But Rav Shimon l'tamed, we're going to see soon. Rav Shimon actually had a different makar. Rav Shimon didn't learn it from Yehuda's makar. And the reason is Rav Shimon l'shitasai. Stam Rav Shimon and Chas is Rav Shimon b'yechai. So Rav Shimon b'yechai l'shitasai, you're right, he couldn't learn just from mi tumas that we mean mikdash v'kadosh, because maybe it means tumas yeledes. But the Gemara says, eimah mitzayra, I have another option. Maybe it means a mitzayra. Mitzayra also brings a carbon oil of a yoyred. So maybe the pasuk means if you have a mitzvah that didn't bring his carbon chatos, so the kohen gadol's avoided b'fnim, the sar echad Hashem was mechaper, or it was metaher for the mitzvah. Amar Rav Yishai, the same teretz, l'chol chatoisam, v'loy l'chol tomasam. Mitzvah is a chayte? The mitzvah needs tahira. Mitzvah doesn't need kapara, so Gemara, well, we all know this. Right, there's seven averis that cause a person to become a mitzvah. So you see, a mitzvah is a chayte. So again, what's the kasha? How do you know that the pasuk that describes v'chiper ala kodesh mitumas b'nei Yisrael, that the sara nasa b'fnem was mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadosh of, is mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadosh, because it says mitumas, and that's the only tumma that has a uniqueness, l'kula, maybe it means the tumma of a mitzayra, who's also a chayte, so it works, l'chol chatoisam, and you have the same exact kula. The same kula. A mitzvah also brings a carbon oil of a yared if he needs to. So the Gemara has some nige de kaprele for carbon l'shtaruya b'kosa. The Gemara says along this, that it's true a mitzvah needs kapara, but the mitzvah gets kapara through the Yisurim that he has. Mitzvah gets kapara through the nega that he has. By the time the Mitzvah is bringing a carbon, the carbon is not being mechaper. The carbon is being matter. The carbon is being matter him to eat kachim again. But the carbon per se, the carbon per se, the chatos itself is not a mechaper. The chatos is merely a matter, being that you don't find that the chatos itself should be bought. Alachet, it's the nega that was already mechaper. So at this point, the seder avoided that the Kohen Gadol would do with the Sar Nasa B'fnim wouldn't be mechaper anyways, so it doesn't make sense if it says l'chol chatoisam that that's what it's coming to be mechaper. But the Gemara has one final suggestion. Ve'ema Nazir Tamei, maybe it's talking about a Nazir who became Tamei, where the Alachir is, it's Saisir, it's Nziris, he has to start counting all over again, he also has to bring Karbonis, and one of the carbon that he has to bring is a chatas. And he too, the cholak, the maisi term, there's an element of oil of a yared when it comes to the nazir tameh as well. So again, maybe that's what it's coming to say. Tumasam. A nazir tame, what avera did he do? He became tame? And he became tame ba'inis. What did he do in avera? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Rablazer, kapa dame nazir nami chaytehu. Ma'yik gilameim, Rablazer, kapa famously said that every nazir is a chaytehu. And certainly every nazir tamei is a chayte. So if every nazir tamei is a chayte, because he was mitzairas and minayayin, so there is an element of chet. If there's an element of chet, then maybe that's what the sar was coming to be mechaper. Are you going to tell me it says l'chol chatoisam? Yeah, nazir tamei is a chayte. So you're going to have to say, Rabbi Elazar HaKapper, Sovel HaKrev Shimon Do Amar, Mimkoy Mayhu Mukhra. You're right. According to Rabbi Elazar HaKapper, that a nazir tamei is a chayte, you have no hechrich to say that the pasuk means Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav any more than it means nazir tamei. How then will Rabbi Elazar HaKapper know that the Sara Nasa B'fnim was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav?
he's going to have to learn like Rav Shimon, the other Mikar. Either way, there are many types of Tumah that in theory this Pasuk, the Sara Nasa Befnim, could be talking about. It says, V'chipra la'kodesh mi Tumah is b'nei Yisrael. The Gemara went through several possible suggestions, but at the end of the day, the Gemara says, just based on this whole Shach Levatayr, that mi Tumah is, for like kol Tumah is, it means Tumas Mikdash V'kodesh of Amramah, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon said, Mim Koimayhu Mukhra. It's pashas. The pasuk mineu be. There's no ambiguity. There's no havamina that it means the tuma of the zara, gilarayas, shvichas damim, yeledes, mitzayra, nazar tame. I know from the pasuk itself that we're talking about tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Because what does the pasuk say? V'chiper al hakodesh. Mituma is bnei Yisrael. What does Allah Kodesh mean? Mituma is al kodesh. We mean a tuma that's related to kodesh. Kodshav, achilas kodshim. Mikdash, entering the base of Mikdash. So it's mefurish in the pasuk. And the Gemara is so nispoil for Rav Shimon's taino. The Gemara is a shot recover Rav Shimon. Is Rav Shimon saying good? Why does Rav Yehuda need a whole mamotzino with a whole half of Amid Gemara and Shas? How we know mitumais means Tumas Mikdash v'kadoshav? It's mefurish. What else does v'chipra ala kodesh mean? Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda amalach, you know what the pasuk v'chipra ala kodesh means? It's not defining the chet. It's not saying that this chet was a chet that was associated with Kodesh. It's actually describing the Seder Avod. Because we know the Seder Avod in Yom Kippur was very, very unique. And Bezrat Hashem in the coming daf, we're going to get into it a little bit. But the Seder Avod in Yom Kippur was very unique. How so? Number one, there was Avodis that was done with Fnai V'Lefnim. There were Avodis, Hadam, with the Karbonis, the Par that was brought, and the Sar Echel Hashem that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Additionally, there were Avodis that were done in the Heichel. But not on the Mizbeach that was in the Heichel, on the Paroiches. The Paroiches that separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there were Hazoyos that were done by the Kohen Gadol on the Paroiches. How do you know that? How do you know there were Hazoyos that were done? Because it says V'chipar ala Kodesh. The Kodesh is referring to the Heichel, and there was Kaparo that came about from Avoida that was done in the Kodesh. So V'chipar ala Kodesh is not defining the Chet of Tumah that the Sar Hanasa Befnim was being Mechaper. It's actually defining the Avoida. That the Avodah was done ala Kodesh. It was done inside the Kodesh. And ki heichi the Avod of Nayib Lefnim. Just like there was Avodah that was done of Nayib Lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hachi Navid Behechel. Rav Shimon. Okay, not a bad point. So fake the Gemara, Rav Shimon, how does he have a right to say V'chipra ala Kodesh is defining the Chet, and that's the Raya. That we're discussing not just any tumah, such as Avodah Zarah, Gila Rai, Shvichas, but we mean Tumas Kodesh. Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh. Isn't Allah Kodesh coming to describe the Kapara? Says the Gemara, Hu V'chein Yaseh Nafka. If you look at the end of the Pasuk, so it says, V'chipra Allah Kodesh, Mitumais B'nei Yisrael, Mipashen L'chol Chataisam. That's the part of the Pasuk we've been darshaning. The Pasuk ends, V'chein Yaseh L'Oyol Moyed, Hashaychin Itan B'Toyed. What does it mean, V'chein Yaseh L'Oyol Moyed? It's going back on the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk had said there was avodas that was done with Nayvel of Nim. There's more avodas that were done in Nayvel Moed. Avodas that were done on the Parechas. So it says Rav Shimon, that's not v'chipra ala kodesh. That's v'chen yasa Nayvel Moed. Says the Gemara Rav Yehuda. Okay. Taka, a good point, says the Gemara. Had his meaning, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda learn it from V'chein Yaseh Lo Yomoyed? Ime Ahi, Hava Amina Naisi Par V'sar Achrinu V'navet. Had it only said V'chein Yaseh Lo Yomoyed, I would have thought that maybe there was another carbon that was brought, bring new carbonoids, and that one is V'chein Yafni. Just everything we just did, repeat in the Oyomoyed. How do I know that the same Par and the same Sar that had a Seder Avoid that had a Zoyes, they not bad in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, now you take that same mixture, that same Taroivis of Nam, and now you spritz it on the Paroichis and the Hechol. Kamashmon, that I know from the Chiper Ala Kodesh, the same exact Hazoyos, the same Dam and the same of the Par and the Sar that we had already spritzed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, now we're going to spritz in the Hechol. The Reb Shimon. Okay, how's Reb Shimon? Why didn't Reb Shimon feel that way? V'chein yaseh lo yomoyed mashma. It's not mashma. If the Torah really meant v'chein yaseh lo yomoyed that you should bring a new sar and a sawyer and a new par, Torah should have explained that. V'chein yaseh lo yomoyed sounds like the same par, the same sar. So I already know that there was avodah done in the yomoyed, just like there was avodah done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What does v'chipra ala kodesh teach me? So v'chipra ala kodesh teaches me that it was mechaper for something related to Kodesh. It says mitumai, so we know it's tumah. It says v'chipra ala Kodesh, that's how I know it was tumas mikdash v'kodesh. Either way, so there's two mekairos, how it is we know that the sar hanasa b'fnim was mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kodesh. Again, the pasuk says v'chipra ala Kodesh mitumai b'nei Yisrael. So clearly it was mechaper for something tumah related.
The question is, how do you know Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav? Maybe Avodah Zarah Gilurai Shvichas Damei Yoledes Mitzoyer Nazir Tomei. Maybe some other form of Tuma. How do I know it was Dafka, this one? Rabbi Yehuda said, because it says Mitumais, V'loi Kol Tumais. So we need to find a Tuma. Which Tumah, probably a unique Tumah, another Tumah where you find the Kula? Which Tumah do you find the Kula? Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of B'Shoigig. You don't have to bring the Seiro or the Kizba if you can't afford it. You could bring Shnei Taimer, Shnei Bnei Yaino, Silas. There's the concept of Oilu V'Yorid, which is a phenomenal Kula. So it makes sense that this, which is also a Kula, this idea that the Kohen Gadol Zavoida somehow gives you Kapara, even though you did nothing, it somehow gets you Kapara. That is certainly another cool, it makes sense that that's one we should be talking about. Maybe this one, the other one, that was the whole Shakla V'Tayra that we had in today's daf. Reb Shimon says, no, I don't need to come on to Mitumais for like Kol Tumais. I don't need the whole Shakla V'Tayra of the previous Gemara, but rather, it's very simple. V'chiper al HaKodesh Mitumais. It's not just any Tumah, it's Tumah associated with Kedusha, Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh. So we just found the makar to the first half of the halacha, and that is the Sara Nasa Bifnim, the Sara Echad Hashem was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh. But we need to now find the makar to the second part of this halacha, and that is that what type of Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh was it Mechaper for? It was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh where there was Yediyah B'Tchila and there was no Yediyah B'Saif. So if there was Yediyah B'Tchila and B'Saif, for that you have the Oil of Yair. We're being mechaper for yediya betchila and no yediya besayif. And as we're going to see at the end of the daf, it's actually not necessarily kapara. The lashon hamishnah was, it was toila. It was toila. It's suspended. The Gemara will get into that. But we're talking about whether it was yediya betchila, no yediya besayif. If there was no yediya betchila, yediya besayif, that's the sar nasa bechodz. No yediya at all, that's other kabbonis. But the sar nasa befnim is giving me mechaper specifically for yediya betchila, yediya besayif. So how do we know that? So again, the braisa that the Gemara brought on the Zayin of Beis mentioned it very quickly, and the Gemara is going to go into it now in more detail. I would have thought that it should be mechaper for all forms of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of Talmud Loimar Mi Pesheyem L'chol Cha Toysam. So from Mi Pesheyem L'chol Cha Toysam, I know that it's not Pechaper for everything. What was the drasha? The Gemara said, Mi Pesheyem Dumya De Pesheyem. A Pesha is always when you do something B'mezid. Just like when you do something B'mezid, you can't get Kapara through a carbon. So too, this is not going to be Mechaper for someone that is Chayiv carbon. So that it can't be talking about whether it was Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Saif. How do you know it's talking about whether it was Yediyah B'Tchila? Maybe there's no Yediyah at all, because it says L'chol Chatoisam, someone that's Bal L'chol Chatos, meaning if you would have Yediyah later, now you would be Chayiv Oilu V'Yayir. It must mean that you had previously had Yediyah. Because if you didn't previously have Yediyah, even if you would have Yediyah later, you wouldn't be Shaykh to the Oilu V'Yayir, because the Oilu V'Yayir requires that there should be Yediyah B'Tchila, Yediyah B'Saif. Either way, says the Gemara, again, I would have thought, I'll call Tumas Shabbakaydish, it should be Mechaper, Talmud Loimar, Mi Pesheim L'chol Chatoisim. Says the Gemara, my Nia, what was this Havamina? The Havamina was that it should be Mechaper for Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Saif. Hay Bar Karben Hu. What was the Havamina? You need a drasha to tell me that if there was Yediyah B'Tchila, Yediyah B'Saif, that's not what the Sara Nasa B'Fin was Mechaper for? What's the Havamina that the Sara Nasa B'Fin should be Mechaper for that? That person brings the Oil of Yared. So if that person brings the Oil of Yared, then he's bringing an Oil of Yared. We know what he needs to do. So what's the Havamina that the Sara Nasa B'Fnim should be Mechaper for that? So the Gemara says, you know what the Havamina would have been? Maybe the Sara Nasa B'Fnim was Mechaper for someone that had Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yediyah B'Saif. What's your cash if you had Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yediyah B'Saif? You're anyways bringing an Oil V'Yayirid. So that's why you're getting your Kapara. No, what would be if the person had Yediyah B'Saif, but he found out Samach L'Shkiyas HaChama Erev Yom HaKodesh, Erev Yom HaKippurim. That person can bring on that day his Oil V'Yayirid. Because the carbon Oil V'Yayirid is a carbon Yachid, and a carbon Yachid is not the Yechid Shabbos, and it's not the Yechid Yom Kippur. So you would have to wait until Sunday, until the day, or till Matzah Yom Kippur, the day after Yom Kippur, in order to be able to bring his carbon. So I would have thought that this person who has Yediyah has Yediyah B'Saif, and here's the lumbus. Being that he couldn't bring the Oil of Yairid as soon as he had Yediyah, because he found out Samach L'Shkiyah. We don't view him as a Bar Karbon. So if he's not a Bar Karbon, maybe it's for this person that he should get the Kapara from the Sara Nasa B'Fnim. So, G'day D'Chamina Adam Maisi Nitli Le Kamash Malan. Then, no. If there's Yediyah B'Tchila, Yediyah B'Saif, for that is the Oil of Yairid, we're talking about someone that's not Chayiv Karbon, someone where there was Yediyah B'Tchila.
there was no yediya b'saif.
So the Bryce said, how do we know that the kapara comes for someone that had yediya b'tchila, but he had no yediya b'saif? Says the Gemara, minayim maiko kashale. Meaning, we just said that someone that had yediya b'tchila and yediya b'saif brings it over yoyrit. So obviously, we're talking about someone that had yediya b'tchila, but didn't have yediya b'saif. So the Gemara says, no, there's another possibility. What's the other possibility? There was no yediya b'tchila, and there was yediya b'saif. So the Gemara will explain this out. Hachi for kashli hashto da amid chatom dum yediya b'shoim ma pshoim de lav b'nei karbin af chatom nami de lav b'nei karbin. The Gemara had said that it says mi p'sheya, and so that the chet that the Sara Nasa with Nemes Bimachap is similar to a Pesha. So wouldn't it make sense to take that analogy to Dumya de Pshon to the extreme and say, Ema Ma Pshon de Labne Karbon La'Oila? Just like someone that doesn't have Erev Mezid, he's never going to be Chayiv Karbon. Af Chatom de Labne Karbon La'Oila. So too, the Sara Nasa with Nemes is going to be a Machapra for someone that's never going to be a bar carbon. Uman niu, who is that? Ein ba yediya betchila v'yesh ba yediya b'saif. Avo yesh ba yediya betchila v'ein ba yediya b'saif. But someone that had yediya betchila, although he had no yediya b'saif, kima dechim esiyad le bar carbon, being that later when he has yediya, he's going to be chayiv carbon, ein b'loy litli. Maybe this person shouldn't be able to get kapara. V'chi tema, you're going to tell me ein ba yediya betchila v'yesh ba yediya b'saif. Sara nasa b'chutz v'yemikupur mechap. You're going to tell me, you can't tell me that Sara Nasa b'fnim is being mechaper for someone that had no yediyah b'tchila and had yediyah b'saif, because that's what the Sara Nasa b'chutz is mechaper for. But the Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe fakert. Maybe the Sara Nasa b'fnim is mechaper for no yediyah b'tchila and yeah yediyah b'saif, and the Sara Nasa b'chutz is mechaper for yes yediyah b'tchila and no yediyah b'saif. Oh my God! For that reason, the pasuk says, "L'chol chatoisam michlaud the b'nei chatois ninu," to teach me that we're dealing with someone. The Sara Nasa b'fnim is going to be mechaper for a tumas mikdash v'chadoshav that could be osil dechat. Us, which means there had have been yediyah betchila, there was no yediyah besoif. You're not shaykh to oil of a yoyrid, but being that you could be shaykh to oil of a yoyrid, when you later find out, it's for that person that he is going to get kaparis. Again, what the Gemara is saying is that we know that the Sara Nasa b'fnim was mechaper for Tumas Mikdash v'Kodeshav. We know it's not mechaper for someone that has yediyah betchila and yediyah besoif, because that we know from the pasuk that says l'chol pesheya umi pesheya l'chol chatoisam, that we're talking about someone that's not shaykh right now to carbon. Just like had you done a b'mezid, you wouldn't be shaykh to carbon. We're talking about someone that's not shaykh to carbon. If there was yediyah b'tchila, yediyah b'saif, you'd be a bar carbon. You'd be chayav oil v'yarid. So that's not with me mechaper. So it has to be mechaper for someone that right now is not chayav carbon. But what the Gemara said is there's really two possibilities, or even three possibilities. It could be we're talking about whether it was yediyah b'tchila, no yediyah b'saif. No yediyah b'tchila, yeah yediyah b'saif. Or no yediyah b'tchila and no yediyah b'saif. How do we know it's yediyah b'tchila and it's yediyah b'saif? And in fact, the Gemara speaks out, it would almost be more geschmack. It'd be tempting to say we're talking about someone that had no yediyah b'tchila. Because isn't that the emphasis of similar to Psham? A pesha is not a bar carbon. He'll also never be a bar carbon. So let's be making it with someone who didn't have yediyah b'tchila, because he too will never be a bar carbon. By telling me we're talking about that it's being mechaper for yediyah b'tchila, then the chet that's being mechaper for is actually not so similar to pesha. It's similar to a pesha that right now there's no chiyuv carbon, but it's not so similar to pesha because a pesha will never be a bar carbon, and this chet maybe will be shaykh to carbon. So says the Gemara, you're right, but that's the drush of l'chol chatoisam, mi pesheyam l'chol chatoisam. We're dafke talking about someone that's similar to pshayim, in that there's no chi of carbon now, but at the same time, l'chol chatoisam, you're going to be shaykh to chatos. Meaning, there is yediyah b'tchila, there's no yediyah b'saif. That's why you're similar to Pshon, you're not a bar carbon, because there's no yediyah b'saif. But being that there was yediyah b'tchila, if at some point in the future, you have this yediyah, suddenly someone comes over to you and tells you, you know, sir, you're tame, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so now already, you will be shaykh to carbon, so you have a kiyam in l'chol chatoisam. The Gemara says, v'neschaper kaparu gemura, how do you know that the Sara Nasa b'fim, the Lashon HaMishnah was, like we spoke at earlier, that the Sara Nasa b'fim was toila for someone that had yediyah b'tchila but had no yediyah b'saif? Why is it only toila? Why isn't it mechaper? Wouldn't it make sense for it to, maybe it was mechaper, the avoda was toila, it suspended it. We'll see what that means in a moment. But why are we assuming that it only suspended it? Let's say v'neskaper kapara gemura. Why shouldn't it be mechaper? Says the Gemara, iksev mechatoisam kitagamer. Had the pasuk said, mikol, meaning, had it said, I would have said, yeah, it takes away the chet. It's mechaper mechatoisam. But hashto dechsiv lich chol chatoisam, lahanuch to osu lechlal chatos. It sounds like it's going to do something for something that later you may have to bring a chatos. Now, if it gives you kapara gemura, why do you have to bring a chatos later? So obviously it wasn't a chaper. All it did was, it was toilos. As the gemara, the question we've all been waiting for. V'chimeacha she'enu mechaper l'ma toilo. If it wasn't a chaper, what does it mean that it was toilo? Amar abzeiro loymas she'emes meis v'loyom. That if a person dies, he doesn't have that vera. Meaning, the person, to the extent that he's alive and he finds out that he did the avera, he has a chiv to bring an oil yard. But what if he dies? And when he died never knowing that he was nichshol in tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Does this person ever have kapara? The answer is no. For that, the avoda on Yom Kippur, the sara nasa b'fnim, was mechaper. Amalei Rava imes misa mimarek. As if he died, he doesn't need the Sara Nasa Befnim. The Misa itself is Mechaper. And this is something that sometimes goes unnoticed. It's Mavur in the Gemara, the end of Masechtas Yuma, that Misa in and of itself is a Mechaper. Misa is a tremendous Mechaper. And being that Misa is Mechaper, if he dies, he anyways gets Kapar. He gets Kapar from the Misa. Elam Arava, you're right. Lahogin Olam HaYisurim. What it means is that it's going to be Megin Min HaYisurim, that this person is going to be protected from Yisurim that Loyalenu, he may have been supposed to get because of the fact that it was Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. Bottom line, so today's Das, Shvuas Tavches, discusses how it is we know that the Sar HaNasa B'Fnit, that takes up a big part of the Seyda Avodah and Yom Kippur, was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, and specifically Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, where the Tomei either ate kachem or entered the base of Mikdash B'shoigig, but where there was Yediyah B'tchila and there was no Yediyah B'saif, it all comes down to one pasuk in Parashas Achrimos, the parashah that discusses the Seyda Avodah and Yom Kippur. The pasuk again says, V'chipra ala kodesh mitumeis b'nei Yisrael mipesheim l'chol chatoisom v'chein yansa lo yomoyed ha'shoich anita matoich tumasan achlik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. How does we know we're talking about mitumeisom tumas Mikdash V'kadoshav? Rabbi Yehuda says mitumasam v'lo kol tumasam, it's a tumah that's unique where you find a kula somewhere else. Tumas Mikdash V'kadoshav, there's a kula avodah v'yayirin. It makes sense that there's this kula that the saved avodah, the sar nasim was mechaper for that. Rav Shimon says the whole pasuk shreis it. V'chiper ala kodesh mitumis b'nei Yisrael. We're talking about tumah related to kodesh. That's tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. We know it's talking about where it was done b'shoigeg, but at the same time, there was no yediya betchila v'saif, because then you'd be chayiv karban, and the pasuk seems to suggest umi pesheyem, we're comparing this chet of tumas mikdash v'kodeshav to someone that did an aver b'mezid, and just when you do an aver b'mezid, you're not a bar karban, so obviously it's not someone that was chayiv karban, but at the same time it says lechol chatoisam, le, not me, lechol chatoisam with a lamed, as if to say that this is an aver that maybe at some point would be shaykh to karban, meaning there had to have been yediya. But at the same time, there couldn't have been Yediyah B'Saif. There had to have been Yediyah, because otherwise you'd never be Asi L'Chal Karban. But at the same time, there couldn't have been Yediyah B'Saif, because then you'd be a Bar Karban. Thus, we know that the Makar, to the next part of the Mishnah, that the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim was Mechaper, the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, when it was done B'Shoigig, with Yediyah B'Tchila, no Yediyah B'Saif. How do you know the next part of the Mishnah, where there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, there was Yediyah B'Saif, no Yediyah B'Tchila, no Yediyah B'Saif? So that will be Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow's daf.
So one of the predominant topics of the beginning of Masechtas Shavuos is the Karban Oil of Yoyret. The Torah says, in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra, that there are three types of Averos, that if a person violates them, he is going to have to bring a carbon known as the carbon oil of yared. Now, the carbon oil of yared was a carbon chatos. Don't let the word oil fool you. It was inherently a carbon chatos. The reason it was called an oil of yared is because, in contrast to an ordinary carbon chatos, which was a fixed animal that the person had to bring, when it came to the oil of a yoyred, the type of animal or the type of carbon that was brought varied. It was oil of a yoreit, and really it depended on the financial status of the person that was bringing the carbon. The Torah says that if a person was a man of means, so he brought a behemoth as his carbon. Most carbonists were behemoths. This person would bring a behemoth. In the event that he couldn't afford to bring a behemoth, so the Torah says, in lieu of a behemoth, you can bring two birds. What type of birds? Either b'nei yoina or toirim. In the event that the person was such a dal that he couldn't even afford to bring birds, so the Torah said there's an option C, and that is he was able to bring a carbon mincha. So inherently, the oil of a yoreid was a chatas, but being that the type of carbon varied and dependent on the person's financial status, it's for that reason it gets this unique name. It's known as the carbon oil of a yoreid. Now, who brought the carbon oil of a yoreid? So we mentioned three chatoim. What were those chatoim? So it's all delineated very, very clearly in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. Number one, if somebody violated Shvuas Bitoy. Number two, if somebody violated Shvuas Ha'edos. Number three, if somebody violated Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The reason we're discussing the Oil of Yair in the beginning of Masechta Shvuas is because two out of the three people that brought the carbon Oil of Yair were people that violated Shvuas, specifically Shvuas Bitoy, which is really the way the Masechta begins. The reason we've also been discussing Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, it's really the topic of the first 20 or so daf in other Masechta. It's Aidi Denokat Shvuas Shtayim Shein Arba. We mentioned also Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba. And it's not just an ID that they're both Shtein Shein Arba, but like the Gemara said on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, they both have the carbon oil of a yoreid. That's their common denominator. And it's for that reason we talk about one Shtein Shein Arba that has the carbon oil of a yoreid. We mention another Shtein Shein Arba that has a carbon oil of a yoreid as well. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, makes two observations as it relates to this parsha of oil of a yoreid. The first observation that he makes is that why is it, the obvious question, Kan HaBen Shoyel, that these three chatoim, which are inherently chatois, have the kula of Oil of Yared, as opposed to every other chatos that a person may have to bring, where it did not have with it the kula of Oil of Yared. Meaning, it's Pesukim in the Torah, and obviously on some level, everything in Teres Kayanim is above our pay grade. But the Ramban asks the obvious question, and that is, Man Nishtana, these three karbonos from all the other different types of chatam, for which a person ordinarily would have to bring a karbon chatas, he could afford it, he can't afford it, figure it out, you have to bring a behemoth. Yeah, when it comes to these three chatam, it's going to be different. So the Ramban says, I think the pshat's as follows. As it relates to the two shvuos, the shvuas bitui and the shvuas Saedos, where there's a parish of carbon oil of yoreid, there the question's easy. The reason it's easy is because really, who brought a carbon chatas? Someone that did an aveira, that had he done it b'mezid, he would have been chayiv kares. If he does it b'shoigig, he brings a carbon chatas. Shvuas bitoy and shvuas saedos, if somebody violates these aveiros b'mezid, he gets malchus, but he's not going to be chayiv kares. So really, alo rishoyne manu mitzdarim, says the Ramban, that they're even chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. No, the Torah was mechadish, they bring a carbon chatas. Abahamia, they don't have to have the chumrah that regardless of whether they could or can't afford it, they're going to have to bring the behemoth. The Torah said that I'll be mechadish achatas, but at the same time, it's going to come along with a kula. The kula is that it's going to be an oil of a yared. But says the Ramban, that's good as it relates to the two shvois who bring the oil of a yared. What about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav? We're deep in the sugyas right now, and we know that for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, b'mezid, this chorus, so that's your classic Dovish's Doine chorus, v'shigigas achatas. So why would you have the kula of oil of a yared? So the Ramban says something beautiful. He says, u'betumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, because at the end of the day, if a person violated Mikdash V'Kadoshav, let's be honest, at the Reitzach in the Beis HaMikdash, at the Reitzach mit Kodshim, he did something bad. It's so bad that he's Chayiv Karis. Karis is the worst of the worst. But at the same time, he's Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah. Ki HaKoyen HaOichel B'Kodshim. V'habolim mikdash lehishtachavoyz oy lahakriv karbon oyseku b'mitzvah v'daitoy l'shamayim v'lefichach says the Rabban afal pishachata b'halomas hatumo riba loy akosif kaparis. The Torah gave him additional loyfanim to be able to get kapara. So says the Rabban, the reason it's these three chatoyim that have the kul of oyla v'yoyred as it relates to the two shvuoyz, it's because it's not a davar shezdoinei karis and the emes al rishonim on mitzdarim why they're even shayich to chatas nu chatas with the kul of oyla v'yoyred as it relates to Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshav. The reason is Mipnesha who toye bedvar mitzvah. He's oisik b'mitzvah v'daitay l'shamayim on some level, and it's for that reason. Even though it's true what he did is very very chamor, and he needs kapara, and b'mezid he would have been chayiv karis, but l'maisa we throw him a bone, and we say that in the event that it was done b'shoigeg, you have the kula of oylavir. This is the first observation and the first discussion in Pshutei Shal Mikra, in the parish of Oylev Yoyred, that the Ramban talks about. The second observation that the Ramban makes is, so if somebody was able to afford to bring a proper chatas, then he brought a proper chatas. And the fact that it's Oylev Yoyred is really neither here nor there. If, however, the person couldn't afford to bring a carbon chatas, so then the Torah says he brings Shnei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yoyna. What's the cheshbon of shtei toyrim or shnei bnei yoyna? So Pasha, you would say, being that the bird is an inferior product versus the animal, so even though we give you the kula to bring a bird, but you have to bring two. And by the way, two birds are probably still cheaper than one animal. But the point is, being that you're doing something inferior, it's for that reason you have to bring two. But the truth is, the pasuk says that the reason there was shnei toyrim or shnei bnei yoyna is echad la oyla ve'echad l'chatas. One of them was brought as a carbon oyla, and the other one was brought as a carbon chatas. In other words, when the usher brought his carbon, he brought one animal, and it was a chatas. We said the oil of a yoyred is bechefza a chatas. However, when the arman brought the shtei toyrim v'shnei bnei yoyna, so then the two animals were one a chatas, which makes sense, because that's what the oil of a yoyred is, but the other one was going to be an oil. And the Ramban asks the obvious question. He says, memonavshach, if the person that is chayiv oil of a yoyred has to bring, in addition to a chatas, also an oil, then the usher should also have to bring an oil. And if he doesn't have to bring a carbon oil, so why is the Araman bringing echad l'chatas v'echad oil? Now you want to tell me you have to bring two toyrim b'seder. You want to tell me two bnei yoyna, I hear, but they should both be chatas. Why is it that one of them is a chatas and the other one is an oil? So the Ramban quotes what Eben Ezra says. For Omer Rabbi Avram, says the Ramban, that Eben Ezra said, ki tam echad l'oil, ki neged ho'emurin b'chatas behemo sheyikrav ala mizbeach v'yofo pirish, says the Ramban. So Ramban says that the emes is, the Ibn Ezra already made this observation. And the Ibn Ezra said a dover nifla, and the Ramban, somewhat shaloi kedarkoi, says, as it relates to what the Ibn Ezra said, v'yofo pirish. I think he's saying a very nice pshat, and I agree with him 100%. So vasok the Ibn Ezra, he says that we know that the chatas ha'oif was kuloi necha. So in the world of behemois that were brought as karbonois, for the most part, a carbon had a chelik that went l'koyhanim, or even sometimes to the bailim, and a chelik that went l'gevaya. The one exception to the rule was the carbon oila. The carbon oila was kuloi kalo, which means that all of the basar of the carbon oila was brought as a haktara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no chelik of the carbon oila that was necha l'koyhanim. As it relates to the oifos, there, the oilas oif had that same unique quality as the oilas behema, and that is that it was kuloi kalo. But interestingly, as it relates to the chatas oif, it was kuloi nechal l'koyhanim. Now, a chatas behema, just to be clear, had a chelik that went to the koyhanim, had a chelik that went l'gvaya. A chatas oif was kuloi nechal. So, the oilas ha'oif was kulei kalo, just like the oilas behemah was kulei kalo. The chatas ha'oif was kulei nachal. So said Eben Ezra that in the event that the Araman right now is going to bring only oifos, whether it's one or whether it's two, and they're going to be chatois, what's going to emerge is that his entire carbon is going to be nechal l'koyhanim, and there's going to be no chelik of the basar of this animal that's going to be brought l'gvaya, that's going to be brought as a haktara, because the chatas oif is kulei nechal l'koyhanim. And that's a problem. The reason it's a problem is because the chatas behema, which is what the ifas are being brought in lieu of have a chelik that was nechalik ayanim and also had a chelik that was nechalik voya. And now that you're bringing ifas, you're only going to have the Koyhanim chelik, you're not going to have the legvaya chelik. So what we need to do now is we need to supplement that piece. The way we supplement that piece is by saying that in addition to your chatas oif, also bring an oilas oif. The oilas oif is kulay legvaya. So tzvishin, the chatas oif, which goes to the koyhanim, and the oilas oif, which goes to the legvaya, what you have is your proverbial chatas behema. And that's why, although the usher did not have to bring an oil, the arman had to bring an oil. The reason he's bringing an oil is because not that he needs an oil. What he needs is a chelik of a carbon that's gonna go legvaya. He can't get that from the chatas oif because the chatas oif is kulay nachal. It's for that reason he had to bring the oilas oif. It's a dover nifla that Devin Ezra says, and Ramban brings it and is mishabeach it. He says v'yofa pirish. The truth is that if you look around in the Rishonim, other Rishonim said the same exact thing that Ramban brings b'shem Devin Ezra. I'll just mention one, and that is in the Paneach Raza. The Paneach Raza says it by Richos. He asks this kasha, why is it that the Arman, in addition to bringing Echol Chatos, he also had to bring Echol Oila? His lashon is v'imkein lama baser anya aniyusa azla. The Gemara says baser anya aniyusa azla, right? But why would the Torah throw upon him an oila? And the oimik of the kasha is the bishloim if they're both chatois. Okay, so you'll tell me you need two to make up for the one that the usher is bringing. But you see, that's not what it is. What it is that in addition to his chatas, he also needs an oilo. Well, if the usher doesn't need an oilo, then why should the other man need an oilo? Then came lama basa anya aniyusa azla, says the Paneach Raza. I'm skipping a little bit. The bekarben usher dai ba'achas. The usher was able to bring one carbon. Ki yesh ba chelik legevaya. The hainu emurim. The chelik lahedyet. The hainu abasa v'ha'or. Avol bekarben ani. She'ein emurim. V'ilu yavi chatos levad. In kan chelik legevaya. Vim yavi shnei oilu levad. Harei kulo kalu. V'ein chelik lekoyanim. Lokach tzorech shneim. That's why he has to have both. Devin Ezra says it very, very bekitzer. Even when the Ramban quotes Devin Ezra, he quotes a very bekitzer, but the Paneach Raza says it geshmat, like an achron. He says, because at the end of the day, a carbon chatos has to have a chelik that's nechal keyhanim, a chelik that's nechal ligevaya. If you bring the behema, you're going to have it. If you're going to bring the oifis, you're not going to have it. So the matara of the oilas ha'oif, as it relates to the carbon oil of a yoyred, was really to fill the role of the emurim, and it's for that reason, whereas the usher only brought a chatos, the araman had to bring shnei toyer m'shnei b'nei yoyna, echad l'chatos v'echad l'oilo. It's yodua that Remeir Simcha said, a dover nifla, al pi this Evan Ezra. The Gemara, Mesechta Schulin, Daf Chaf Alf, again, this is very relevant to what we're learning right now, because we're holding teeth in the sugyas of the carbon oil of a yayrid. So the Gemara, Chulin, Daf Chaf Alf, Amid Aleph, darshins one of the psukim in the parsha of the carbon oil of a yayrid. The pasuk says, regarding the shtei toyer m'shnei b'nei yayna, v'es hasheni yasa oilu kamishpat, v'chiper olav akoy mechatose yashachot v'nislachloi. So again, the usher just brings the behema, the arman brings the two birds, one is chatos, v'es hasheni, and the second one is yasa oilu, and he should bring it kamishpat. So the Gemara says, what does it mean kamishpat? You should bring the second of the birds, which is going to be an oila, kamishpat. So says the Gemara, kamishpat means that the oila should be brought with the same shulchan aruch as the chatas. My nafkamina, says the Gemara, three things. Ma chatas behema inaba el menachulin, just like a chatas behema has to be brought menachulin, ubayoim, not just that, it has to be brought during the day, ubiyodei hayamanis, and when you do the avoidi, you have to do it with the right hand. Af oila sa'oif. So too, when it comes to this oila sa'oif, inaba el menachulin, it has to be brought menachulin, ubayoim, it has to be brought during the day, and mit the rechta hand. That's the only way you do the avoda. So the Torah in the parish of the carbon oil of a yard, when it's talking about which shlab, the oil sa'oif, says the word kamishmat to teach me three halachas. The oil sa'oif had to be brought menachulin, the oil sa'oif had to be brought during the day, and the avoda of the oil sa'oif had to be Dafka biyodei hayamonis. So I'm skipping a whole daf. The Gemara in Daf Chabez Amar Aleph dissects this braisa, and the Gemara says like this, bayoy. One of the things that we learn from the word kam nishpat in the parish of Oilas Ha'oif is that the Oilas Ha'oif had to be brought during the day. I need a limud of kam nishpat, that it's like the chatas, to tell me it has to be brought during the day. The pasuk says, b'yom tzavsoi es b'nei Yisrael lahakriv es karbonim l'Hashem. And from that pasuk, we learned that all avoidos of all different karbanas had to be brought dafka during the day. Even shchita, which the Gemara says lav avoidi, had to be done during the day. It's fake the Gemara. Why do I need a limud of kamishpa to tell me that the oilas oiv had to be brought during the day? Isn't there a general din that all karbanas had to be brought during the day? And the Gemara says, you're right, kadinaspa. And achinami, we taka don't need a limud to tell me that the oilas oiv had to be brought during the day. Why then wasn't mentioned? You mentioned two, we threw in a three. But anachinami, kadinaspa. But the whole thing is one big toys. The Rashba in a tshuva, and this is in Chelek Aleph, Simen Reish Ayin Vav, was asked a question by a shoyl who had a manuscript of a Masechtas Chulin, right? This is before the Bamberg and the Sansino Shasin, when the way the Talmud was circulated was in manuscript. And this shoyl had a manuscript, and his Chulin Daf Chabbei Zaman Aleph was a little bit different. In his Girsa, when the Gemara says, Bayoyim, why do I need a limud of kamishpa to tell me that the oil soif had to be brought during the day? It's pashut had to be brought during the day. So this is what it said in that gears. So could I to chamina? No, because I would have thought, hani mili chatas oif. That when is there a locha bayoim? That's chatas oif. Aval oil soif emaloi. But there's a svara in the world somewhere to tell me that oil soif maybe not. Kamash malon, the locha of kamishpa. And the shoyl asked the Rashba, what's Pashup Shah? What would be the Havamina? The Oila Sa'oi from all the Karbonis in the world, that somehow is not included in B'yayim Tzavoy Se'es B'nei Yisrael HaKibis Karbonim. The Chata Sa'if, yeah, the Oila Sa'if, not. And the Rashba wrote back to me, 100% right. This is a Girsa Mishubeshes. Don't even pay attention to this Girsa. It's a mistake. You put it in the Cairo Gniza. Don't pay any attention to it. This is one big mistake, this Girsa. In Or Sameach, and this is very much tucked away. It's in Hilchas Maisa Sheni Perig Zayin. He brings this girsa that the Shoyl and the Rashba told the Rashba about in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Chabez Amaral. And he brings the fact that the Rashba said, "Be moichik the girsa." It's one big toys. But Nedra Meir Simcha Lulei the Mistafina. I think you could be miyash of the girsa because the emes is it's a pella, right? We're dealing here with the oilas oif in the parish of the oil of Yoyre. And Ibn Ezra already asked the great sakasha that the Ramban brings, and that is the why does this Araman even have to bring a carbon oil? The Usher doesn't bring a carbon oil, so why would he have to bring a carbon oil? And the Ibn Ezra and the Pnei Achraz and Andri Shoinim said that the reason is because being that a Chattas has to have a Chelik that goes Ligvaya, and the Chattas Oif was Kulei Nachal, so there's no Chelik that goes Ligvaya, so we're bringing now the Oilus Oif. So like this, there should be a chelik that's going to go on the Mizbeach. So said Remeya Simcha Lulei de Mistafino. We know that even though the Torah says, B'yayim Tzavoy, say that all the avoidas had to be done during the day. But there's one avoid that was able to be done at night. And that's the Akhtara Seim Murim. First Mishnah in Shas, Brachas Tapez Amar Aleph. Right, we know Hekta Chalavim is Kosher Kol Alayla. So we know the Akhtar was able to be done the entire night. And being that the whole Cheftza of the Oilus Sa'if is B'makam Murim. So said Remeir Simcha, Yesh Loima, that's why there would have been Al Koponim Ahavamino, that maybe the Oilus Ha'oif's Hakrova could be done at night. Maybe it doesn't have to be done during the day. Kamash Malon, Kamish, but to tell me that even the Oilus Ha'oif, Hagam the Chefts of the Oilus Ha'oif is Mer Nit B'mokam E'murim, Afilu Hachi, it's included in the din that Avoida has to be done during the day. But there's an interesting postscript to this Hafeldiga Or Sameach, and that is in a sefer called Mekor Baruch. And this sefer Mekor Baruch was written by a Yid whose name was Rav Nachum Baruch Ginsburg. So the more popular Mekor Baruch was written by the Baal Torah Tamimo. But this was written by a Yid whose name was Rav Nachum Baruch Ginsburg. So Soisav Yu Doivois Bekever. He was a great Litvish Goyen, and he once went to visit Remei Simcha. He brings this Maisa in the Hakdama to his Sefer. He said he once went to the Dvinsky Rav, Remei Simcha, and he walks into his study and he saw Remei Simcha was beaming. He was so happy. He never saw him like this. And he said, Kvoda Rav, L'simcha Mazuoisa, why are you so excited? Is there something you want to share with me? Did something happen? And Remei Simcha said, you know what? I'm going to share with you a Maisa Shoya Kachayev. He said, I was sitting and learning right now. chulin daf chabez amad aleph. And I came across the Gemara, bayoyim, mi biyoyim tzavoy say nafka, kadi nazba. And uchab zich der man to chuvas harajba. With the shayel asked the rajba based on a different gersa, where it sounds like there was a havamin in the Gemara, that as it relates to the oilas ha'oif, maybe that's an avoida, that would be afilu koshabala. And the rajba said that there's no havon in this gersa, be moichik the gersa. And I had this einfall that maybe pshad is based on the Ben Ezra, that the Ramban is mishabech, and other rishonim said, that being that it's b'mokim emurim, and emurim is kosher balayla, maybe you could bring this balayla as well. And as I thought of this ha'ara, I fell asleep. I fell asleep. All of a sudden I had a tardema, and in my sleep I had a dream. And in the dream, I was standing in Shamayim, and there was a big kitchen going on in the world. And the kitchen was that the prosecution was saying that there's such a Yeridus Adoiris in Torah right now, that there's no one in this door that could be mechaven to Torah's sadness. This is what Ramei Simcha sees in his dream. And as this tumma was happening, and they're trying to figure out what do we do about this, all of a sudden, the Rajba, b'chvoyde v'atzmoy, he walks into Bezin Shalmaila, and he said, it's not emes. He said, because there's a Yid in Dvinsk, in Lithuania, in a kleiner shtetl, who just now said a pshat in a Gemara in Chulin daf Chabez Amar Aleph. He was miyashav a girsa that 800 years ago I said had no pshat. And he was mechavin to teres emes lamitoy. And you can't be mekatrig on the door because there is a yid in this door right now that has the ability to be mechavin to teres emes. So Meir Simcha looked at this yid, Rav Nochum Baruch Ginsburg, and he said, that's why I'm so besimcha, because of this cholim that I just had. And the truth is, if you take a look at the Ar Samech in Avenig, in Hilchas Maisa Sheni Perek Zayin, after Rami Simcha says this vart, he very mysteriously says the following. He says, Ulufi Mashe Pirashnu, based on Arpshat, he nuscha dafkonis. Rami Simcha sprach. The nusach is a meduyik diga nusach. The girsa is a real girsa. Vesamachti ma'oid, shehinchani Hashem bederech emes. He said, I was so besimcha that the Eibishter led me b'derech emes. What's brought down in the Hakdama to that Sefer Mekor Baruch is what we like to say is the rest of the story. But the truth is that if you take a look in the Evan Ezra in Avenig, he brings another pshat. He says another pshat why it is that whereas the usher only had to bring one behemoth over the Araman, he had to bring echod lechatos ve'echod la'oilo. And he says as follows, Bavur shaloi tagia yodai, being that the Araman can't afford to bring a proper carbon, ulai ola al ruchai machshava. Maybe, it's very, very meglach, that when it came time for him to bring the carbon, all of a sudden he had a machshava. He had a machshava that, why taka can't I afford it? And why did the Eibishna give me this nesayin? What Eben Ezra means is, we know Chazal say that one of the things that the Karban Oila was mechaper for was Hurei Averit. Ramban brings it right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Ha'oila al ruchachem is a remez that the Oila was mechaper for al ruchachem, for different machshavas and different hirhurim that a person had. So says Eben Ezra, another reason why the Ani had to bring an Oila, it's because the Oila is coming for something else. The Oila is not coming for the Shavuos Bitoy. It's not coming for the Shavuos Eidus or for the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. It's coming for the Ha'ila Ruchachem, for that hearer of why me? Why did the Eibush to put me into this Matzav of Nesayin? And that's something that requires a Kapara. Now just Poshub Shan and Eben Ezra. Why Dafki here does he bring this carbon? It's obvious. It's because now it's being chal and being manifest in the Olam HaMaisa that he's not holding by bringing a proper carbon. So right now, he has this machshava comes crashing upon him, right? Now he has a tzois and he realizes that he can't spend the way he would like to spend. So it's at that moment where it hits him like a ton of bricks, and that's why it's at that moment that he needs an additional kapara. I found that the chidah in one of his svarim, and this is in his Pnei David, Al HaTorah and Parshas Tzav, he talks a little bit about this inyan, that why is it that the Araman had Echad L'chatas V'Echad L'Oilo, and he was mechavin to the Eben Ezra, seems like he never saw the Eben Ezra, and he's mechavin to this pshat of the Eben Ezra, that it's because the Ani, when he brings the carbon, he's maharev ha'omer, ilu hoyoli hoyisi makrev se'iroi kizba, v'yaharev b'libay, ama osa Hashem kocha, right? Why did, ayad Hashem tiktzar? What? The Ibsha doesn't have enough money. What did I do so terrible? I see people that have more money than me. I don't know. I think I conduct myself just as well as I do. And he goes on. This is so poetic. Of the Chida. The way he brings out the Tain of the Araman. But it's wrong because he's being Maharachim of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's for that reason he has to bring, in addition to a Chatas, he has to bring an Oila as well. But then he fears us with one punchline. He says, if that's the case, I have a Kashim. And it's such an obvious kasha. It's really a kasha on the whole raid bite. On everything that the Rishonim say. And that is that really in the world of the Oil of Yoyre, there were three shlavim. So the Gvir brought the Behemoth. The Arman brought Shtei Torah, Mishnei Bnei Yoyne, Echel Echates, Ve'echel Oilo. And then the person that was Bedali Dalus, he couldn't even afford that. He brought a Karban Mincha. It's a freak techida. But feed the time that I'm saying that the reason the Arman has to bring a Karban Oilo is to be Mechaper on that hearer of, if I were a rich man, right? That's what he needs atonement for. That's what he needs Kapara for. It's a freak techida. If that's the case, the person that's Bedali Dalus, Kal V'chaymer Ben Benoishel Kal, so how come the one that's Bedali Dallas doesn't? So says the Chida, such a Dover Nifla. He says, V'af im hi motzei oni, v'nechei ruach, v'choreit al dvoroi, v'libay lev tahar, mikol mokem ha-dover sasam, v'ein itonu yodeya machshavois adam, v'chei milsa psik de gaza, shakol dal yavi yoy v'chatas. Ubedali dalus hagam deshchiach yoyse v'yoyse lehisraim alei dalusoi. Even though the person that's bedali dalus, it's shchiach yoyse v'yoyse that he's going to be nichshel in having this avera. Mikol makoim lefi koishi onyoi layachshev Hashem loy avlin. Because he's in such a desperate and such a dire matziv, the Eibishter doesn't view it as an avera al dvarim shebeliboy. Because at the end of the day, the Eibishter understands his matziv is so difficult. How could we have time on the machshava that he has? I think this chida is such a limud zchus on Yidden, that sometimes a person finds himself in a matzev where he's so dire, and he taka has hirurim that he shouldn't have. He has machshavas that he shouldn't have. Of a lemaisa, the Eibish, the judge is a person kefi matzavoy. And the Yid that's bedali dalas, et dafnish bringin a karban oilo. What do you mean? If the whole Indian is oilo ruchachim, and it's to be mechapra and that machshava, who needs it more than him? You're 100% right. But being that his matzev is so dire, it's so dire. The Eibishter says, I understand you. And Chabash Kantainis, you don't need kapara for having those in the room. I gave you an Asayan, and you know what? It's unfortunate. You're going to have these machshavas. And the Eibishter somehow looks away and says that you're not going to need a kapara. You know, it's the Mesilas Yesharim, right in the beginning of the Sefer, he brings that when Rachel Imenu came to Yaakov, and Rachel said, Havali Bonim, and what's Yaakov's response? Hatachas Alikim Anoichis, a Chazal said, it was a big tain on Yaakov. He shouldn't have spoken to Rachel that way. Why? Yaakov was saying very logical. Aber Chazal say, kach oynem es hama ukois, azoi retmen sa mensch, that's bizarre. The Eibishter also is noyeg with such a inyan of kach oynem es hama ukois. Sometimes a person is bizarre, maybe he says things he didn't mean, he thinks things that he didn't mean, and the Eibishter says, kach oynem es hama ukois, the dali dalos, hagam by him this machshove is raging in his head. Aber kefi his nesoyen, fakert, we does not need a kapara, because of this inyan, kach oynem es hama ukois.